Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you know it. It is December the 16th, 2016. As we are closing out this year, 2016, ladies and gentlemen, I am super excited for all of my radio listeners who have tuned in all this year and have received great tools and tips that we've been able to share and assist small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations to communicate together in the community where they are, to collaborate where we have growth. And guys, I am so super excited about our special guest today. And we were talking about funding, and a lot of my business owners and a lot of my associates were talking about how we can get funding. Well, I got a great special treat for you guys today. I have a special guest who can help us with that part, Ms. Sarah Seeker Harris. From boostmycorp.com, and she's going to get into talking to us about how we can get some additional funding and helping businesses to grow where they are. And it's all about growth, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what we're talking about on a regular, consistent basis that we hear on the show on GTE Professional Network Radio. And the basis of it, of course, is to make sure that you guys have all the necessary information you need to grow. It's what's the most important commodity on the planet to me is nothing but growth. Without that, we just exist, and we're not here to do that. So I just want to let you know exactly that this is one of the greatest things that we can do with each other as far as helping each other in our communities where we are. We're in Houston, Texas, of course, but no matter what city and state you're in, you can also participate with us on this mission as we do this movement for assisting small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations across the country to grow their networks no matter where they are. Well, I'm going to share with you a quick tip on today in reference to your website. How do you make sure it's effective and interactive today? And I know from Black Friday, I got a lot of responses from that. It was a crazy week for us here at the show. And then also with Growth Touch Enterprise, as we do web design and marketing for a lot of our clients and companies across the country. I'm super excited for all the information that was poured into me and our team that we've been able to assist with to help you guys build your network with the tip on Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and also Small Business Saturday that we talked about last month. Now we're talking about the Christmas rush, and as we close out this year, 2016, how are you marketing your campaigns, and what are your marketing campaigns looking like today, and what events have you posted and posted on a consistent, regular basis? Remember, guys, marketing is a 24/7 thing. You cannot just do it one week and stop and think that it's going to grow for you. It will not. You have to be on a consistent level with marketing. And as I shared with you before, a while back, we talked about the guerrilla marketing, which is, of course, taking a more aggressive approach on marketing skills and techniques. But here's one thing that you can do if you have a current website and your website needs to may have been consistent but not giving you the traffic that you're looking for, maybe it's time to tweak it. And so what I'm going to share with you real quick before I bring on my special guest is to let you see exactly where you are. And I want you to write these things down, and we're going to continue to give you guys tools and tips and hope you take copious notes in reference to how to do this effectively. So that way you can make sure that you're on point with what's going on and what's relevant in the marketplace today. Guys, it's all about what's being relevant in the marketplace today. Are you relevant enough to grow? Are you currently up to date, technologically speaking, in reference to how you market and promote your company? Are you networking properly? Are you setting scheduled events on a regular basis? Are you participating or attending events properly that belongs to you, that shares with you within your community? Do you know who's who in your area? Are you partnered directly in with the Chamber of Commerce and all the other partners that you need to go continue to get information? And are you consistently growing and learning as you earn? Well, if the answer is yes to all of these things, then you're on the right track. But let's talk about the website. One of the things that I've learned as I continue to design and build websites for a lot of my clients is to see exactly what type of business they have, what industry they're in, and is that industry kicking up enough notch to make some noise? What's the buzz out there? How do you basically interact and reach your target market with the current website that you have? Well, here's the thing that you do. Now, if you notice, we have landing page websites, and I'm going to go over that real quick. A landing page website is just a one-pager. A lot of big companies, corporations use it all the time to test market a new product or service that they're providing. So to get the buzz on it, they'll create a one-pager just to test it. So that way that they can see exactly how many people have responded to their site. And notice the one pages or landing page websites, they have a video, they have contact information, they have something for you to do right now while you're viewing the materials there, the content thereof on the website. So video, let's talk about that, a little infomercial or a little commercial or content thereof. You're telling a story. So you want to be the best storyteller when it comes to promoting your product or service that you provide in the marketplace. Be the best storyteller. That gives you financial backers, funding, things that you're going to need to continue to grow. And you get immediate gratification because you'll have people buying into you right now. So those are the things that you're going to talk about. When you want a full-fledged website, you want to make sure you have all of the details that you need. Keep it short and sweet, though, not too long and lengthy, but just enough to give people what you want them to do. How do you want them to interact on the site? What is the purpose of the site? And then what product or service that you're providing that's going to benefit them? And what promotions are you running on your website? Are you running promotions on your website regularly? You have to consistently do this, ladies and gentlemen, in order to grow. I've seen Amazon. I'm looking at the big retailers today, and I'm seeing all of the things that they're promoting constantly every single week from Sunday through Saturday. Well, you have to do the same thing. But if you are unique enough, standing away from the crowd, standing out from the crowd or from your competitors, then you can basically put together something that's going to make it an impact for you in the community where you are and the people that you're reaching and also in your target market. Remember, once you're online and once you have a full-fledged website that's interactive, that has video, that has some information or infomercial on it, guess what? Now you are talking to the country. You're talking above and beyond the borders of where you are. That's the cool part about that, and you can capture people more so on a regular scale. If you have social media and you have a business social page, then you're also on the right track. Making sure that's also interactive. How do you make a social page interactive? Very simple. Linking it to your website, sharing information that's constantly consistent from what your site states is also on your social media page. Making sure that you have contact information for them to follow you through on that, especially when it comes to purchasing products or services that you're providing. Well, let's talk about the products. There's two types of businesses today. Either you're a product business or you're a service business. So which one do you want to be? Or sometimes you can be a little bit of both. But how you set it up makes it or breaks it for you. When you talk about social sites or social pages, you want to be what's relevant to you. You don't have to be on every one of the social sites, but just enough to give impact. Whether it's two or three, you can stop there. You don't necessarily have to do all 10 and all 15 of those. No. Just do a number of those that's satisfying for you, that meets to your criteria of the people that you're trying to target market to, so that way they can interact with you on a regular basis. Getting feedback, making sure that you have some kind of newsletter or mailing list that you can put on your site that makes it also interactive for them to fill it out. And then you share the information on whatever promotions, marketing, or events that you're hosting that they can also participate with you. Guys, if you have this down and you know how to do this effectively, you will not lack anything. I guarantee that. But you want to make sure you have the proper tools. And these are all about tools, ladies and gentlemen. All of these things I'm giving you are tools. A website is a tool. Social media, these are tools. So how you utilize these tools makes it or breaks it for you. And so if you do this effectively, if you have an e-commerce site where people can purchase and buy online or make transactions thereof on the internet from you to you, you want to make sure it's set sweet, making sure your shopping cart and all of that is secure enough. And there are some securities you have to have in place in order for you to be an effective, full-blown e-commerce website. And we'll talk about the security on another date, but your site has to be secure enough to handle the transactions. And what that means is, that's why a lot of companies charge a whopping $100 or more a month to maintain an e-commerce site, is because of the fact of the securities. So when you come to web designers or people or hosting, when they talk about how much it costs to do this and that, well, let's look at it. To secure it, you have to make sure you have the SSL, the secure socket layer, attached to it, so that way nobody can hack into it and get information from your clients or customers. So that's what you want to make sure you have as well. But now, without further ado, I'm really excited. I'm going to tell you how excited I am. I'm going to bring on our special guest, Mrs. Tara Sheikah Harris, who is also, again, from BoostMyCorp.com, to talk more about funding. And I know, guys, we talked about funding once before. We talked about crowdfunding, which I had on one of my episodes this year. I think it was back in May when I had a guest on for that. We were talking about crowdfunding and how effective that has become for small businesses, new startups, and companies who really are looking to make an impact in their area. Well, now I have another guest, this special guest here. She will be actually giving us some real, real bona fide ideas that's going to help us to grow. So without further ado, I'm going to bring her on board, and she's going to have the floor. Ms. Harris, are you there?
Hello. I am.
Hey, what's happening? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I am super fantastic. Yes, indeed. I am super fantastic. I'm glad you're on. Welcome to our show. And we have been talking all this. Actually, my guests, I'm telling you, I'm so super excited for the information that you're about to share with us. And I'm going to be taking some notes as well.
Absolutely.
Harris, in reference to BoostMyCorp.com, I just want to let the radio listeners know that this is something impactful. I told them that you don't want to miss this information for the new year 2017, how we can get a good jump start of the new year with the right funding. And I just wanted that you to have the floor. You can share with us, and I'm just ready to listen. Go ahead. Take it over.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks for having me. First and foremost, not only are we going to just briefly talk about funding, but the way to actually go about funding. And so I'm glad you mentioned, you know, that you'll be taking notes, because I'm going to share with you all the secrets that the banks won't share. So our mission actually is to help educate business owners on how to utilize business credit to build a financial leverage so business owners can leave a legacy, because we know that there's a high percentage of businesses that go out of business, you know, in the first year or within 5 years, and it's almost always due to lack of capital. And so we want to prevent that by basically sharing with you a way to leverage yourself without putting all of this debt on your personal credit. And Ed, I'm pretty sure you can agree as a business owner that you should separate your personal and business finances. We always ask business owners that, you know, do you think that you should keep your personal and business finances separate? And 100% of them always say yes, but they just have no idea how to do so. And so that's what we do. But first and foremost, I want to educate you guys on what a Paydex score is. So if you have not ever heard of a Paydex score, I want you to write this down. A Paydex score is a number generated by Dun & Bradstreet, and it's basically a business credit score. So just like your personal credit has a FICO score, your business credit has a Paydex score. Now the question is, well, how do I get a Paydex score? How do I actually build business credit? And that's where we come in at. We provide the tools and resources to help you build a credit profile off of your EIN and not your SSN. So we will supply you with the vendors that will report to Dun & Bradstreet to actually generate that number for you. We have the steps to where you'll be able to actually get store credit cards, gas cards, and then we move you on to where you'll get lines of credit and, you know, whatever type of funding you need. We actually have over 2,000 lending sources when you go through our program. So we do two things for you. We educate you on how to actually build out the credit file, the business credit, without using your social, and then we turn around and get you the funding without using your social. So how cool is that? Where you can get money for your business and never have it tied to your social security number. You know, how many people, when they need money for their business, they go to their banker and the bank will say, hey, well, you need this, you need returns, you need just a load full of paperwork that you probably can't supply, especially as a startup business. You know, SBA states that if you're a startup business, there's really no need to, for you to even go to the bank because they're going to turn you around. We help everybody. So it doesn't matter if you're a startup. It doesn't matter if your company is making millions of dollars. We can help you wherever state you are in your business. And that's what we love to do. And we also guarantee $50K in funding. I don't know if – actually, there is no one else that can do that. We can guarantee you a minimum of $50K in funding when we show you how to build out a business credit profile, because we know exactly what it takes to get you the funding based off your EIN.
Wow, Sheik. I mean, that is a beautiful thing, and I know how important this is. I get this all the time when I'm designing websites for my customers and clients, and I need to get some funding done. I don't know how to go about doing it. They have funding to build sites and get the first part of their business, but they're taking it from their personal finances to do this. And
right, whether it's like their personal credit cards or their savings or
right, exactly. And so I wanted to kind of, you know, you tapped on some great points right there, and I want everyone to just really stick a pin there for a second and ask yourself what's the biggest thing that's holding you back now, and what is it that you're going to need in far as capital is concerned? How much is it going to sustain and run your business? You know, startups, yeah, we always say what it costs to start a business and how much capital you're going to need to start a business, but what about sustaining the business, maintaining the
Absolutely.
Business?
Absolutely.
Payroll, all of these different avenues that you guys have. And when I shared you before in the beginning of the year, ladies and gentlemen, I was talking about having a good structure for your business. If your business is structurally sound, meaning that you have all of your I's and T's crossed, you have a business plan, a marketing plan, you also have your target market, your financial startup cost, and your stability cost. Remember, it's three stages in business. You got your formulation stage, you got your stability stage, which is at the ending of it, though. But then you have the stage that basically is where you continue to learn as you earn. And that's the second stage. And, of course, a lot of businesses, that's what Terry was talking about, where a lot of businesses fall at because they don't continue, they don't know how to sustain that part. That's that second wave. And so we need to capture this second wave and maintain that second wave. And Tara, what are other options or avenues that they can think about that might help them to continue on that level?
Okay. Well, we also, because like you mentioned, it's all about educating, staying connected, networking. We also have affiliate, a network program where we can help you get with a business coach. A lot of people don't know that are here in Houston, because we're in Houston. I know you have listeners all over. Action Coach is actually a branded coaching firm that is not only, you know, they're nationwide, but the number one firm, it's right here in Houston. So all of your Houston listeners, we can get you guys connected to the number one business coach in the world right here in Houston. They will help you put out that, like you mentioned, that plan, you know, that roadmap that you need, not only for when you start your business, but to actually help you foresee where your business is going. They'll help you with the financials, the marketing, just all the tools you need as a business owner. Because, of course, when you're starting a business, you're wearing all the hats, and it could, you know, become overwhelming. But when you have a coach and you have a plan and all you have to do is take action, it's just so much easier.
Yeah, I agree with you right there. That is so true. And that's something that I know a lot of people have always asked, well, who can I get? Because I don't really trust. Is it good to get a partner today, which I suggest not. No, not today. We don't do partnerships. But we do have where you can co-op. And I use that word interchangeably a lot on co-oping. And basically, it's a good tool today. A lot of the big companies and corporations are doing that more so now. And now you see less and less, because now you're seeing everybody getting a piece of the pie, because now everybody is generating something. If you don't understand co-oping, look at a tool of what the gas stations are doing. You'll see a McDonald's or a Burger King or something like that. That's co-oping. Two companies under one umbrella, sharing the resources of the same traffic. So those are the things that you can do as well. That's also cool. But what she's saying, what you're doing, Tara, is really good. BoostMyCorp.com. I'm really, guys, if you want to check it out, you can go to their website, www.boostmycorp.com. And Tara, how do they sign up, and what is the startup to get started with something like this now?
We actually do a free consultation. What we like to do is sit down and basically, you know, interview with our clients to find out exactly where they are in their business. And kind of like what you mentioned earlier, you know, what type of capital are they looking to get? Do they have any upcoming, you know, projects that they need funding for? Because sometimes businesses qualify for funding right now and they don't even know it. And so we like to sit down and just figure out where they are and where they want to go. And that's free. So they can go on our website for a free consultation, and we will take it from there.
Great. I'm so happy to hear that. You really made it a lot easier for us to really take down some good things and notes here and steps on what we can do. So, guys, please, please believe. You want to definitely do this today. You don't want to waste no time. You want to get started. All of you guys have been sharing with me about what you need. This is it right here. Go to the website, www.boostmycorp.com, and basically you'll get all the information directly from these good people here who are here to assist and help you build your network. And that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, building a network, not just a business, but a network. And if you do this successfully and properly, ladies and gentlemen, as I said before, I say again, you will always be on the winning side. So let's continue on with that. And then, Ms. Harris, is there anything else that they might need to know or might need to do in preparing for what they need to before they get a consultation with, all they need to bring with them?
Actually, no, you know, all the information is on the website. They can actually, you know, go to the website. They can click on the business credit tab. And, you know, we have videos. We have the step-by-step basically showing them exactly the process of what they'll be doing. And when they can click on funding and see some of the programs that we offer. We offer so many programs, again, over 2,000 lending sources. And so they can kind of look and see, and we'll have videos, and they can read about it. And, again, some of them may already qualify. You don't have to have perfect credit.
Right. Perfect. Wow. So I'm a Houston business owner. This is definitely for you. And for those who are not in the Houston area, you can also participate again, because no matter where you are in this country, no matter what city or state, as I say before, I say again, you can build and you can be the one first up and coming, but you want to set yourself apart from everyone else. So this is a good way to get started, because a lot of people don't have this information, and nor have they gathered this information, as what these guys have done at boostmycorp.com. So let's continue on our growth, and let's start the new year off right, and let's get it on point, so whereas we can continue to help each and every one of us in the communities. What about if you're a small business, church, or nonprofit organization who needs a little capital to do certain things? That's where we all come in and play at. That's why I want to make sure that we all collaborate together, no matter where we are in the community, to help build the community. If you understand that, you can grow a massive network fast, and that's what we want to. That's what we're talking about here. So I'm really excited, Tara, for you being on the show. Thank you very much for the information. It's so helpful.
Thank you for having me.
And I know my radio listeners. You're welcome. And I know my radio listeners are really excited, because we were talking about this, and as I was sharing, I get a lot of hits and feedback from them. And also on my live chat, which I'm doing right now, all the live chats that I got on here that's talking about funding. And I've been waiting for this kind of information for a long time. Okay, great. We want to make sure you guys take action, though. We want action. You need to take action now.
Absolutely.
Do not wait no longer. Go ahead and go to the website at boostmycorp.com. Follow the instructions that she gave you, and I guarantee you, and I want to hear from you guys who've been on the site. I'm going to challenge you this. This is a challenge out there for you radio listeners, everyone who's on the business level. Go ahead and do that and give me some feedback as to what you thought of the website, boostmycorp.com, and let me know what else you might need to do or want to do for your business. But you have to come up with a realistic number, though. Don't be superficial with it. I want you to come up with a realistic number of what you know you need right now for your business. And this is going to help you as we help each other. That's what it's all about, people helping people. So we use the PHP effect on a regular, consistent basis, people helping people. So the more you do and the more realistic you are, the better you are. I know, that's funny. I know I do that. But, Tara, I tell you, it's been a pleasure. You know, you've been my sister for life, so I love you. So I thank you for being on the show. It's been a pleasure. And I tell you, this is something real that I'm glad. We got an event coming up tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I told you before, we're doing the all-white meeting party here with John Renee Cosmetics. That's going to be on Gilhorn Street right there at the Budweiser Brewery. So I'm going to make sure you guys come out and be there, too. I already got tickets sold for a few. I'm still got some tickets left, guys. It's just $20. Let me know. You can email me. You can send me a shout-out on Facebook. You can chat with me real quick before I shut it down on the show, and let me know what it is you ready to come out and check it out. But you have to be in white. Let you know that it's all white party now, all white. I don't want to see no blue, no green, all white. Anyway, no Christmas colors. How about that? So we just want to here to mingle, to have a great event, and to basically interact with this. This is what it's all about. So I want you to see firsthand. Now, this young lady, Taz Stansberry, this is her first deal. She's new, brand-new business owner on the cosmetic side. She's also she has her own business in the hair business, hair salon. She owns that. She has that. She just added another piece to her repertoire. And this is what I shared with you businesses before, small businesses. There's a lot of things you can add to connect to generate additional revenue for your company. So let's do that, and let's continue on. And I'm about to ready to shut it down. It's almost 4 o'clock. That's the end of my show. I want to thank you all for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Until next time, it's been a plum pleasing pleasure, as well as a privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. And until then, keep building the faith, ladies and gentlemen, and keep building the dream.